To his right, we have Sacramento County District Attorney Emery Schubert. And finally, to my far left, we have the President and CEO of the California Grocers Association. I've been asked to more or less function as an MC for today's media event that is intended to explain Sacramento County's new stay-at-home order. And we are making ourselves available to give our unique perspectives on this action. There will be time for questions at the end of our speaking. So with that, first, let's hear from Dr. Bielenson.
Sorry. Sacramento County now has 45 confirmed novel coronavirus or COVID-19 cases, three of which have resulted in fatalities. It is also clear that Sacramento County now has community transmission of this virus. In order to slow the spread of COVID-19, we have been taking significant steps. First, focusing on containment strategies, where we pinpoint the exposure and employ quarantine or isolation in places such as nursing homes, group homes, and the justice system. However, with the start of community transmission, we have had to protect the most vulnerable from exposure to this virus. So on March 9th, Sacramento County began undertaking strong mitigation measures intended to reduce the risk of death and illness among this most vulnerable population. These measures were intended to do two things: decrease exposure of seniors and the chronically ill to the virus while keeping less vulnerable populations from exposing the high-risk population. This evolution to mitigation has also allowed our healthcare system in Sacramento County to plan resources to take care of severely ill patients. On March 12th, state and federal health agencies issued guidance that supported our efforts on mitigation. And finally, on March 17th, the governor's office provided details that strengthened these efforts even further by prohibition of all gatherings, including dining in restaurants. That same afternoon, the county announced its support of these state directives and issued strong directives of our own, which urged those in the Sacramento region to stay home in pursuit of the ultimate goal, protecting those most at risk. In these past 11 days, however, the United States has learned a lot about this virus, but its continued spread in Sacramento County necessitates the additional step of issuing an order. Therefore, as of tonight, March 19th, 2020, at 11:59 p.m. or 1 minute before midnight, the Sacramento County Health Officer, Dr. Olivia Casiri, is directing all individuals living in the county to stay at their place of residence except for essential activities, which I'll outline shortly. The legal order is based on the same directives of social distancing issued this week to slow the transmission of the disease, but it provides more detail and enforcement ability. To slow the spread of the novel coronavirus, the legal order limits activity, travel, and business functions to only the most essential needs, with the overarching goal being to slow the spread of COVID-19 and to flatten the curve so that hospitals and other medical facilities are not overwhelmed with a wave of sick people. Let me reiterate, we are issuing this order with the overarching goal being to slow the spread of the virus and to flatten the curve so that hospitals and other medical facilities are not overwhelmed with a wave of sick people. In other words, to spread out the serious cases as much as possible. I know you probably won't be able to see this, but just as an example, if 20% of people were infected over the next 6 months, the darker red are how many hospital beds will be needed. If it's over 12 months, it's lighter. And if it's over 18 months, in other words, really spreading out the cases, it's virtually unnecessary to have additional hospital beds. The order, and bear with me as I describe some of the details, all of which will be posted after this press conference, states that all individuals currently living within the County of Sacramento are ordered to stay at home or at their place of residence. To the extent individuals are using shared or outdoor spaces, they must, at all times as reasonably possible, maintain social distancing of at least 6 feet from any other person when they are outside of their residence. All persons may leave their residence only for essential activities, essential governmental functions, or to operate essential businesses. All businesses with a facility in the county except essential businesses are required to cease all activities at these facilities except for minimum basic operations. And for the definitions of this, please see our public health order, which will be put out at the end of this news conference. All public and private gatherings of any number of people occurring outside a household or living unit are prohibited except for limited purposes as described in a minute. All bars and brew pubs should be closed. All in-dining at restaurants should cease, with the exception of home delivery and takeout. And all gyms, bingo halls, and card rooms should close. Nothing in this order prohibits the gathering of members of a household or a living unit. Finally, all travel, including but not limited to travel on foot, bicycle, scooter, motorcycle, automobile, or public transit, except essential travel and essential activities, is also prohibited. Except essential activities, those that are allowed, again, these are activities that are allowed, are defined by the following six categories. Number one, engaging in activities or performing tasks essential to health and safety or to the health and safety of family or household members. Things like going to medical appointments that are urgent, obtaining medical supplies and prescriptions. Number two, obtaining necessary services or supplies for themselves and their family or household and supplies for others, such as food and other grocery products. Number three, engaging in outdoor activity, providing that individuals comply with social distancing requirements, as we've discussed many, many times before, such as walking, hiking, biking, running, or equestrian activities, including dog walking, again, with social distancing employed. Number four, performing work to provide essential products and services at essential businesses and government entities, as well as other nonprofit organizations. Again, see the definition in the order. Number five, caring for a family member or pet in another household. And number six, and this is important, attending private gatherings of not more than six non-relatives in a home or place of residence, with social distancing being practiced at all times at such gatherings. This order shall become effective, as I mentioned, at 1 minute of midnight tonight, and will continue to be in effect until midnight on April 7th, 2020, until extended, rescinded, superseded, or amended in writing by the health officer. In short, what the order means is to take all reasonable means, whether as individuals, schools, businesses, government, or nonprofit organizations, to stay home, only venture out to public spaces when absolutely necessary, and to take any means possible to help others do the same. The goal is to comply with social distancing and limit groups from congregating together in a way that could further spread the virus. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Bielenson. As I mentioned earlier, today's order is the product to date of a very deliberative thought process by a number of folks here in Sacramento County. And as we shift from a directive, which has been in place for about the last 36 hours, to this new order, that has given ample time for a lot of coordination with our partners in law enforcement and certainly our district attorney. So with that, at this point, I'd like to turn over the dais to Sheriff Scott Jones.
Thank you, Supervisor. Good morning. I'm here today not only representing the Sheriff's Office, but all the chiefs of police for each of the law enforcement police departments within the city, the county of Sacramento. I think all of us realize that we are in unprecedented times in terms of this order and the enforcement thereof. And I know there are many feelings of uncertainty and feelings perhaps of folks being unsafe. And in this order, law enforcement throughout the county has been charged with the enforcement of this order. But I want to be perfectly clear that neither the Sheriff's Office nor any of the police departments have any desire to make any arrests or take anybody to jail for violations of this order. We view our role more as one of education, educating folks how to keep themselves safe, how to keep their families safe, and most importantly, as the purpose of this order, to try and keep the rest of the community safe, especially our vulnerable populations. To that end, I know when you call first responders, whether it's fire or law enforcement or EMTs that you need, there may be additional public health screening questions that may be asked of you. I would also encourage each of you, as you need the services of first responders, whatever field, that you immediately advise them when they arrive of any symptomology or positive cases for yourself or those in your household, so we can all stay safe and so first responders can stay on the job. I want to assure everybody that law enforcement's priorities have not changed. They always have been and will remain the protections of people in their houses or whether they are abroad within the parameters set forth in this order, and the protection of businesses, whether they are open or closed, that will remain our first priority. I also want to assure everybody that by and large, law enforcement in the county has not yet been affected by their personnel from the virus, that we still have full staffing, and hopefully that will remain the case. So as always, if you need law enforcement, call us, and we will show up just like we always have. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Sheriff. And of course, one of our critical partners as well in this effort to implement this new order is our district attorney. So with that, I will turn over the dais to Ms. Schubert.
Thank you, Chairman Serna. I don't think it can be said enough today that this public health order is about one thing, and that is the health and safety of our community. We must acknowledge that there really are two crises going on here. One, the virus, and two, the fear and panic that many of us in our community are feeling. This order from the public health officer, Dr. Kasiri, is a very clear message about this virus. It is everyone's moral responsibility to act today, not tomorrow or next week. One only needs to see all of the charts flying around Facebook, to see the exponential growth of the virus and what happens if we do not practice hygiene and social distancing. This order allowing law enforcement and the district attorney's office to be involved in this crisis should tell everyone the magnitude of the responsibility that everyone holds. We must, as everyone has said probably thousands of times now, we must bend that curve. Time isn't the main thing. Time is the only thing right now. Our office is working with our other government leaders, law enforcement, agencies across Sacramento County to have a coordinated and comprehensive response to this crisis, to limit, as many people have said, including Dr. Kasiri, the systemic risk to our healthcare system. This coordination involves the impact on our court system, on criminal cases, on victims of crime, on individuals who have been charged with crimes. Each of us in our court system has a moral responsibility to follow this order, not today, not tomorrow, not Monday, not Tuesday, today. We must also acknowledge that there is a lot of fear and panic amongst our community. And when fear and panic sets in and people are afraid, public safety can sometimes be impacted. That's why when we have crisis of this magnitude, the law allows and provides that if someone engages in criminal activity, the penalties can be harsher. Now, make it clear, like the sheriff did, we don't want to have anybody arrested during this crisis. We don't want to prosecute anybody for violating an order. We are standing here today to talk about the importance of everyone adhering to the law and to this order from Dr. Kasiri. How can we make our community safer? Stay informed, stay calm, stay home, and most importantly, follow this order. Nearly 60 years ago, John F. Kennedy said, "If not us, who?" If not now, when? 60 years from today, history will judge each of us and the responsibility we all accept to end this crisis. I have no doubt that our community will stand up and rise, and we will do so. Again, stay informed, stay calm, stay home, and follow this order. Thank you.
Thank you, DA Schubert. And then finally, we are going to hear from President and CEO of the California Grocers Association, Ronald Fong, who will address food supply chain issues.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For 122 years, the California Grocers Association has been representing grocery retail here in California. As all of you know, grocery stores are the anchors of each and every community throughout our great state. During this most difficult time, grocers, large and small, chains and independents, commit to serving our communities and our environment and looking to serve everybody in our community. We understand that consumers are concerned and they have anxiety as to what will happen next. But there really is no need to overbuy or to stockpile food supplies. We want to assure you that we will continue to serve our communities and you will be able to purchase your necessities. The food production system, the supply chain, is safe, it's intact, and it is plentiful during this health crisis. What we are discovering is challenges in the distribution center as consumers change to this new shopping behavior. That's a nuance that we need to recognize. What has really changed is the amount of food that people are purchasing during their store visits, and the distribution channel cannot keep up with this current pattern. Consumers should return to their normal buying patterns, and the distribution center will have a chance to recover and catch up with themselves. For instance, if it is your normal pattern to purchase for a week for your family, return to that habit. There really is no need to purchase for 3 months. With that change in your pattern, the distribution supply chain, the distribution channels will return to normal. The spike in volume has really impacted our ability to keep our grocery stores full, often resulting in the perception that supplies are limited, and this simply is not the case. Grocers and their supplier partners are working around the clock to restock their shelves as new products arrive. One person's overbuying can result in another's inability to purchase the food that they need. And in particular, I'm addressing our most vulnerable population, our most vulnerable customers, those 65 and over, who are not able to get to the store as quickly and as often as consumers, able-bodied consumers can. There is an order for them to stay in their homes, and they are finding it very difficult to navigate their way through a store. Overbuying compromises their ability and our ability as grocers to deliver to them the goods that they need. The Sacramento grocery community thanks all of you for your continued support, your partnership, and your willingness to join as we all work together to ensure a safe and shopping environment. Please continue to be patient with us and our remarkable store employees who are working double time, triple time to stock the goods that you need. We're working extremely long hours to meet your needs. Thank you for your calmness and your care at your community grocery store.
Thank you, Mr. Fong. So before I wrap things up, I'm hopeful that the Channel 14 crew can actually keep this wide shot on us. We are actually trying to walk the talk, so to speak. You'll notice that we are at the dais here, separated 6 feet apart. This is the safe social distancing that everyone should be practicing. We did it very deliberately to make sure that people understand what we mean by safe social distancing.
And you've been listening to Cap Radio's special coverage on the coronavirus. I'm Randall White, your host, joined by Cap Radio's managing editor, Nick Miller. And Nick, we've been listening to Sacramento County leaders spelling out the new rules that go into effect tonight at 11:59, basically midnight. And it's a legal order telling you to stay at home.
That's right. It goes in effect at night. It's going to go through April 7th right now, but that date is, as they have acknowledged, sort of fluid. And unlike the previous directives that were given earlier in the week, or directives that we've seen, Randall, in other counties throughout the state, this is a legal order. And they're also saying that there could be some law enforcement backbone to it.
That's really the big difference between what we had in effect for the last couple of days and now, right?
Absolutely. In the previous days, it's been a directive. It's somewhere between a guideline and an order.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, this has been pretty tricky as journalists, I think, to sort of navigate the language here. But now it's pretty unequivocal. It's pretty crystal clear.
People kept asking the question, can they make me do it?
Yeah. And I think our district attorney in Sacramento, Anne-Marie Schubert, made it pretty clear during this press conference. Stay at home, not tomorrow, not next week, right now, today.
So how will they enforce it? Let's hear Sheriff Scott Jones answer that very question that he took at the press conference today.
We don't want to think about the enforcement piece of this. It's just what I don't see us being a big hammer as much as an educational tool. However, the eventuality could occur where someone is blatantly continuing to disregard an order or is repeatedly engaging in behavior that's contrary to the public health and this order, and then there could be enforcement.
And he's saying unprecedented times. His department and any of the other police departments in the county have no desire to make arrests or take anyone to jail for violation of this order.
And I like to think about the enforcement of the order in the context of the question we're all asking, right, Randall, is how long is this going to last? Right. And right now they've said it's through April 7th. So today, the 19th of March through April 7th. But we also heard during the Q&A portion of this press conference that, you know, frankly, it could be a lot longer.
I think it's almost unquestionable that we'll see it through the end of April, or probably into the summer, early summer months at the very least. But this is written so that it can be, you know, it ends at a set time unless it's recent, unless it's continued automatically.
So, everyone, that's Dr. Peter Bielenson. He's the Sacramento County Public Health Director. And what he said there was this could last into the early summer months. I believe those were his precise words. So the county has the power to extend this order. And as the public health director, he's anticipating it being extended definitely through April. And like he said, through the early summer months. So when we think of that, asking people throughout California, because as the governor has said, this is something that is going to invariably be applied to every county in the state, asking people to stay indoors, not go outside today through the early summer months. That is an exceptional moment here in California.
That's right, Nick. And so a lot of people asking right now, well, what can I do if I'm going to be in this situation for potentially months? Right now, we're looking at just a few weeks, but potentially months. We do know that you can still, at least under the guidelines as they're written now, engage in outdoor activity. But key to that is social distancing, right, Nick?
Sure. So we've gotten a lot of questions from our audience, from people who listen to Cap Radio, from people who I work with at Cap Radio, friends and family members. Can I go on a walk? Can I go ride my bike? And the answer is yes, you can engage in outdoor activity, provided that you comply with social distancing requirements. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to go for a run, stay 6 to 10 feet away from the other person.
The 6 feet rule. Also, in the few seconds we have left here, we want to let you know that attending private gatherings at your home, more than six non-relatives, like a dinner party, you can do it. But again, with the social distancing, that's very important. So you heard it right here. The meeting held in the chambers for
the Board of Supervisors
meeting today. We'll have much more throughout the newscast tonight. This is Cap Radio.